This is Telling Tales with Ms. G here at 104.3 KTOO in Juneau, Alaska. And I have a nice little short story for you. But before I get started, I'll give you a chance to get settled, and I'll be right back. Please stay tuned. I'm back. This is Ms. G. I'm bringing you Telling Tales here at 104.3 KTOO in Juneau. And tonight's short story is titled Brazen by Elaine Hopper. Stephanie Dwyer slammed her apartment door and stomped her feet. Creep! A picture fell off the wall and shattered. Waterlogged, droplets dripped from her nose, her hair, and her eyelashes, pulling at her feet. She scowled. Her new high heels were utterly ruined. Courtney hid a chuckle behind her hand. Pointing the remote control at the television, she clicked off the sitcom she'd been watching. Her lips crooked into a half smirk. This one turned into a jerk, too. Stephanie dropped her purse onto the coffee table and flopped onto the couch. She kicked her shoes off, scaring the cat who ran into the other room. Staring at the ceiling, she said, "All men should crash and burn." "That good?" Courtney sat forward, flicking her long black hair behind her shoulders. "There's got to be a couple of good men out there. All we need is one good man each. Is that too much to ask?" Stephanie lifted pained eyes to her roommate and best friend. "I don't think there's two good guys in this whole universe. I give up. I've had it. I'm not kissing any more toads." Courtney looked thoughtful, tapping her chin with her forefinger. "Maybe we've been looking in the wrong universe." Her friend was losing it big time. "What are you talking about? Handsome Patrick had seemed so perfect, so wonderful, until she'd caught him with Alyssa tonight, telling her the moon and stars shone only for her, that they were soulmates. The same pathetic lines he'd sneered her with. Some soulmate." Jumping to her feet, Courtney paced in front of her. "What we need is a vacation away from the city to someplace totally different, with totally different kinds of men." Despite herself, her interest was piqued. "We need men who are the opposite of the bozos we've been finding here. No more big-shot professionals." Courtney grinned from ear to ear. "No more men who drive Mercedes or who wear Rolexes." Steph started to feel alive again. "Or who drink champagne." Courtney downed a sip of her diet soda. Mischief danced in her dark eyes. "Give me a down-to-earth man who guzzles beer." The spirit grabbed Steph, rejuvenating her. "Give me a man who wears boots." Courtney slapped her thigh. "Are you thinking what I'm thinking?" Steph couldn't help but crack a smile. "Let's catch ourselves a couple of cowboys." "Yahoo!" Courtney crossed the room and turned on the computer. Steph followed her, staring over her shoulder. Her friend went straight to the Ultimate Travel Agency's booking page. "I like Texas style. That okay with you?" Courtney's fingers flew over the keyboard as she hummed Mickey Gilley's tune, "Looking for Love in All the Wrong Places." "Sounds yummy, but no big cities. Nothing remotely like New York." "Don't worry. I'm in the mood for a little two-stepping and wrestling in the hay." Courtney paused, looking up at her. Can you get off work for 2 weeks now? I'll have Susie reschedule all my appointments or give them to Glenn. Courtney was a psychologist and could pretty much set her own schedule. Tony owes me 2 years vacation. I'll tell him to give me 2 weeks now or pay me severance plus vacation pay. Big words said with lots of bravado. You go, girl. Courtney thrust the phone into her hands. You mean now? Stephanie's voice cracked, hoarse. Bother her boss at home on the weekend? He'd kill her. Suddenly, she didn't feel so brave. Rent was pretty high, and she still owed student loans. Unless you want to pay for non-refundable tickets and waste them. Her roommate batted her eyelashes coyly, her finger poised over the enter key. Scowling, Steph punched numbers on the phone. Sucking in a huge breath, she prayed Tony was in a good mood. Courtney circled her hand above her head as she rode the mechanical bull. Yahoo! She pushed her new red cowboy hat back on her head and then crooked her finger at Steph, who line danced next to a hunky Billy Ray Cyrus lookalike. Your turn. No way. Sore thighs and a broken rump weren't her idea of vacation. She shook her head, unused to the feel of her own cowboy hat. Courtney had made her wear it, swearing no one could visit the Lone Star State without wearing a cowboy hat, cowboy boots, and a Texas tie. For good measure, her friend had given her a big silver and turquoise belt buckle to wear also. I'll pass. Oh, no, you don't. Everybody rides the bull. The cutie pie next to her scooped her into his arms and carried her to the bull. His voice coated her like honey, and his eyes warmed her soul, making her tingly all over. Half-heartedly, she laughed, protesting, "Well, this is so urban cowboy." The man's wavy brown hair fluttered around his gorgeous face, and she longed to run her fingers through it. "Tell you what, ma'am, you ride the bull, and I'll take you for a moonlight ride out on the range on my mare." Tongue-tied, she smiled down at the man. "I don't even know your name." When he draped his arm across the front of the bull and smiled up at her, she about melted into his arms. He had the sexiest, liveliest eyes she'd ever seen. Deep brown, soulful, and fringed with the longest, sootiest lashes she'd ever seen on a man. They put her own to shame. "I'm Corey Lord. Pleased to make your acquaintance." Her heart pitter-pattered so loudly, she was sure he knew she was pleased to make his acquaintance, too. Breathlessly, she said, "I'm Stephanie Dwyer." She could kick herself for sounding so starry-eyed. Any moment, she'd drool. They sure didn't make men like this in the big city. Courtney should change careers and open a dating service. Thus far, she had completely satisfied client. And she'd never cared for men with hair longer than hers before. Texas must be seeping into her blood. Courtney's lilting laughter broke into her thoughts. Who needs Patrick? What's his name? Unable to tear her gaze away from Corey, she smiled dreamily. Patrick who? Wahoo! I knew this place was magical. See if he has a friend for me. Like Courtney lacked male attention, five knockout cowboys vied for her friend's attention. The bull went wild beneath her, almost hurling her off before she knew her ride had begun. "Scallop your rear and squeeze with your knees," Corey stuttered her when she would have fallen off. His large, calloused hands burned through the thin material of the shirt covering her waist. Incredible yearnings to feel his hand slide lower blindsided her. She couldn't string two coherent thoughts together or exhale air from her lungs. She'd never felt so exhilarated, so alive. Perspiration had beaded her brow and upper lip by the time the bull slowed to a stop. Tendrils of damp hair clung to her heated cheeks. "Your turn," she laughed as Corey lifted her down from the mechanical critter. He didn't move back, so she slid down his length into the curves of his arms, feeling every sinew, every muscle of him. As if on cue, the band slowed their pace and crooned a song of love turned wrong. Pathos washed over them, and Corey sang in her ear, his warm breath driving her mad. His hands kneaded her waist, mesmerizing her, setting her on fire. She'd never been engulfed in such flame, never been so mindless over any man. She didn't even know where he lived or what he did for a living. All she knew was his name and that he had the most incredible effect on her and that he had the most kissable-looking lips she'd ever laid eyes on. She stared up at those lips, soft yet firm and chiseled, darting out her tongue to lick her own suddenly dry lips. Undeniable hunger surged through her. She had to taste his lips and to nibble them and tease them or she'd die. It was a photo finish whether he'd leaned down to savor her lips first or if she tiptoed up to press her lips to his first. It wasn't a contest, but if it was, they were both winners. No one had ever kissed her like this before, not Patrick, not Gary, not any of their predecessors. Corey's lips ignited fires deep in her belly, shooting fireworks through every nerve ending and turning her knees to gelatin. If not for his strong arms encircling her waist or his arms latched around his neck, she'd have melted to the floor. Instead, she strained against him, kneading him fiercely, longing to be one with him. The feelings were so strong they scared her, yet she couldn't break free. She'd rather stop breathing. She wanted to protest when he drew away. Chill air chafed her bruised, swollen lips. His gaze smoldered into hers. Let's check out the moonlight. I'm getting claustrophobic. His teeth nipped her earlobe, and then his tongue lathered her ear. Arching her neck, she shivered against him. He was right. They were too closed in. It was too smoky in here. Fresh air and privacy lured her. When he captured her hand in his larger one, she let him lead her outside. Courtney flashed her a dazzling smile and gave her the thumbs-up sign. She dragged herself a cowboy, too, a young Robert Redford in a black cowboy hat that gazed at her with adoration and longing. The music faded as Corey led her out to his truck. Crickets serenaded them, and stars twinkled overhead in the Texas sky. Warm fuzzies filled her, and she looked at him seductively, giving in to her urge to kiss him long and slow and rub her body against his. When he groaned into her mouth, she pressed closer. She knew she tempted him beyond all mercy. She shocked herself at her brazenness. But she couldn't help herself. She couldn't get enough of him. No man had ever gotten under her skin like this one. Not so like lightning, nor so deep. Tomorrow didn't matter, only here and now. She wanted him like she'd wanted no one else. Then Courtney's laughter sliced through the spell and Corey pulled back. Not much, but their lips no longer plundered each other. Their bodies still curved against one another, sharing heat, trembling. Mortified at her own response, she laughed self-consciously. Huskily, she murmured, "I've never behaved this way before. I've never..." He put his fingers over her mouth, shushing her. "You've never fallen head over heels in love at first glance before?" He stroked her hair. "Me neither. I think you've bewitched me." A slow, sexy smile dawned over her face that made her blood simmer. Our hearts know each other. He dragged her hand to his chest, and she played her fingers over his rapidly beating heart. She smiled back, deciding to follow her heart. She trembled as she traced his strong jawline with her fingernail, and she delighted in her effect on him. "Yes, I caught myself a cowboy." Corey blushed, craned his neck, and gazed about the stars. In a gruff, hesitant voice, he said, "I'm not a real cowboy." "No?" She let her gaze slide over his body from the tip of his pointy, dusty cowboy boots to his Texas tie. Languidly, she asked, "What are you then?" "A venture capitalist from Chicago." He cocked a half grin at her. I thought I'd come here to find a good old-fashioned country girl. The irony caught her off guard, and she chuckled. I'm from New York City. I wanted a good old-fashioned country boy. His gaze turned serious as he hauled her back against him. Too late. I'm staking my claim, and I'll fight any of those cowboys that come near you. Ditto, sir. I didn't really fancy living on the range with a lot of smelly cows anyway. She rubbed her aching behind and admitted, and I don't ever want to ride that darn mechanical bull again as long as I live. Corey laughed. Done. How about we hold any more talk till morning? He nibbled her neck as his hands caressed her heated flesh. All thought fled. I hope you enjoyed that. That was Brazen by Elaine Hopper. This is Ms. G. I'm bringing you Telling Tales here tonight to KTO 104.3 in Juneau, Alaska, and I'll be right back. Stay tuned for more. Hi there, this is Ms. G. I am back, giving you Telling Tales here tonight at KTO 104.3 in Juneau. And I wanted to read you a poem by Emmanuel Dongala. It's called Fantasy Under the Moon, Blues for a Muted Trumpet. I climbed towards you on a ray of moonlight that filtered through a hole in my straw-thatched house. When I had reached the smiling arch of your mouth among the stars, you came to me. Open under the sea of your body, the heaving wave under my body. My heart beating to the rhythm of yours, moving to the rhythm of your tribe, the people of the mountain. Your serpent form writhing beneath mine. I sucked your cobra's poison from your broken lips, and my fever mounted like a sickness. I visited last night our banana grove of the first time. When I reached those great somber aisles under which we pressed each other behind your mother's back, under the teasing trumpet of thirsty mosquitoes, the circle of my arms about your shadow, your phantom, all at once hung emptier than the rope of a wine tapper embracing the palm tree. I don't know why that large cloud crossing the moon suddenly made the tide of your body fall. Like oiled wrestlers at a festival. who feel their adversary slide between their arms. Powerless, I felt you slip from mine. Under the moon's light, white as this wine as your teeth, which made you so gay, as you fluttered wildly in the circle of the dance, while your mother warned you not to come near me. I looked up at the sky from the depths of my hut. The moon was only a smile, your white smile congealed. That's Emmanuel Dongalas from Congo. Fantasy Under the Moon, Blues for a Muted Trumpet. I'll be right back with more. It's Telling Tales with Ms. G here at KTO 104.3. Telling Tales, and I have time for one more poem. This is An African Thunderstorm from David Rubadiri. From the west, clouds come hurrying with the wind, turning sharply here and there like a plague of locusts, whirling, tossing up things on its tail like a madman chasing nothing. Pregnant clouds ride stately on its back, gathering to perch on hills. Like dark, sinister wings, the wind whistles by and trees bend to let it pass. In the village, screams of delighted children toss and turn. In the din of whirling wind, women, babies clinging on their backs, dart about in and out madly. The wind whistles by, whilst trees bend to let it pass. Clothes wave like tattered flags, flying off to expose dangling breasts as jagged, blinding flashes rumble, tremble, and crack amidst the smell of fired smoke and the pelting march of the storm. That was An African Thunderstorm by David Rubadiri from Malawi. This has been Telling Tales with Ms. G, but before I leave, I wanted to let you know about a concert, Music on the Mountain, Chiocoot Theater, Mount Roberts Tramway, Saturday, August 27th from 5 to 9. It's a special tram rate. And it's Terry and Frederick Hoskison, Know When to Quit. Guy Unziger will be there. James Poltier, Paul Zahosky, Michael Truex, The Danger, Terry Tibbett, Riley Woodford, among others. And so check it out. Saturday, August 27th, 5 to 9. Special tram rate, Music on the Mountain, Chilkoot Theater, Mount Roberts Tramway. Okay, so I'm going to leave you with some music. And I hope you've enjoyed Telling Tales with Ms. G here at KTO 104.3 in Juneau. Until next time, good night.